Hey guys, my name is Amy Coonan, and I am a millennial on a mission to eat, clean, cook, dress, and live more sustainably. It's because of that I'm also the host of The Town Hall, Rubicon's first and only podcast where we share sustainability stories from the industry's influencers and the biggest brands. Jam-packed with tips, tricks, and need-to-know info for those that want to do better for the planet but may not know where to start. We are covering it all. Last year, we spoke to some incredible people who are doing some incredible things for our planet. The executive director of the Leonardo DiCaprio Foundation, the CEO of Seven Generation Cleaning Products, and one of the brains behind environmental sustainability in the NBA. This season, we're kicking it up a notch. Don't forget to download and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or iHeartRadio so that you don't miss a minute. And if you can't catch us on your commute or you don't download directly, don't stress. You can check out our website at rubiconglobal.com/townhallpodcast for recaps, reviews, and all things Town Hall. Hey, everybody, and welcome to another inspiring episode of The Town Hall. Today, I'm very excited about our guest, and I'm such a big fan of his and all of the exciting work that he's doing. I have Hamilton Perkins, the founder of the Hamilton Perkins Collection, with me via Skype to talk all things bags, bottles, billboards. We're going to cover it all. So thank you so much for being here with me this morning.
Thanks, Amy. Thanks for having me.
Let's just jump right in. Walk me through your professional and personal timeline. What were you doing before you were a business owner, and what sparked your passion for environmental sustainability?
Yeah, my background is retail. So I worked in retail for about 5 years when I was in college. I spent time working in banking and investment management after that, and basically got a bird's eye view of the economy. And I think with that bird's eye view of the economy, while still making product on the side and creating products like nights and weekends, I started seeing more trends, started learning more about like plastic and billboards and just kind of seeing where the waste was happening. And eventually we ran a Kickstarter campaign. This was 2016. We had a $10,000 goal. We hit the goal in about 6 days. We finished that first month with about $25,000 in revenue, shipped all the products out by holiday 2016, finished the year off with a trunk show at Bloomingdale's, and, you know, kind of came back to Virginia where we're based and, you know, basically took about another year to really learn manufacturing and really, you know, figure it out. After a year of kind of understanding supply chain and manufacturing and sourcing, I went to Haiti on a delegation trip where we went to the artisan sectors there, the fashion sectors there, the agriculture sectors, and got a chance to really meet like just some amazing, you know, just talented artisans. And following that trip, I came back to the States really energized and really, you know, just wanting to, you know, kind of make an impact. I was in the largest landfill in the Caribbean where plastic waste is being sold, and that plastic is then ultimately turned into a textile along the East Coast in textile mills. And that's where we source our fabric. So we were able to kind of start opening up retail accounts for, I'd say, about 15 months. We ended up opening up about 85 retail accounts or brand accounts that either stock our product or would place orders with us to maybe, you know, give away to their employees or give away to their clients and turn the page again. And, you know, now we're kind of embarking on, you know, our own consumer journey, direct-to-consumer journey. We are in a pop-up store in our hometown. It's a 4,000 square foot space. You know, we have 12 designs. We actually are making bags out of recycled material. We make bags from pineapple leaf fiber, recycled water bottles, billboard vinyl, conference vinyl, and museum banners. And, you know, we're kind of, you know, just in the process of wrapping up the first week, which the response has been really good.
That's awesome. I mean, the core of the collection is, you know, taking recyclables and turning them into stylish and affordable bags. But what does that process look like? I'm really curious, you know, how do you go from like a water bottle to a wearable travel tote? What's the science behind that?
Yeah. So in our case, we knew that we weren't going to be like subject matter experts in like manufacturing and sourcing and things like that. So we just looked for organizations that we could partner with, and those organizations that already had the technical expertise. So with things like plastic water bottles or say pineapple leaf fiber, you know, we find great organizations to partner with, like Penatex, for example. You know, they've got an amazing supply chain set up and a lot of, you know, kind of knowledge in the space where something like a conference vinyl or a billboard vinyl or a museum banner, you know, we have a steady kind of marketplace of that coming in, whether it's, I'd say one in every 10 customers will donate to us in kind of a collaboration where we will make product for them. And then there will be excess like materials left over or just like, you know, random kind of email or phone call where, you know, we'll just collect the vinyl and, you know, maybe there isn't a project that's actually lined up, but we can still use that vinyl for future projects and future orders. So we produce the products all over the world. We have, you know, currently about, I'd say three factories on like a short list of like, you know, where we're able to just send them orders quickly and they can turn it around. And then, you know, we also have, you know, kind of an expanded list where, you know, that's really kind of a challenging part of the business, I would say, of, you know, just kind of making the products fast enough and getting them out the door fast enough. But that's the business. So that's why we're here.
So you have the bag and, you know, now you need the demand and the momentum. And you touched on it a little bit about the Kickstarter, but how did you really start selling? And, you know, what role do you think that like social media and e-commerce has played in the popularity of the design?
Well, it played a massive role. When we started, you know, we really were digital first, online first. Most customers had never seen the product or really like felt the product, at least before we actually shipped it. We spent a lot of time, you know, building an organic following. You know, we worked on leaving comments on Facebook and leaving comments on Instagram and, you know, replying to tweets around recycling and sustainability or bags. We spent time, you know, guest blogging and, you know, blogging in interview format, being interviewed on podcasts. We brought in an intern who really helped us, you know, kind of get a lot of exposure, you know, kind of like in the matter of one summer, you know, we showed up on, you know, a lot of different media outlets. And then in the early days, even, you know, prior to that, you know, I would write to journalists and bloggers, you know, even when I was still in business school. So at the end of my kind of banking and investment management career, I ended up going back to business school and I got my MBA. And while I was getting my MBA, I was writing to, you know, just a ton of, you know, media, potential media outlets that could, you know, cover the story, that could help us, you know, share the story, tell what we're working on and get the word out. And, you know, we ended up getting some great mentions. We were mentioned in Forbes, Fast Company, Washington Post, Money Magazine. We, you know, definitely got a lot of press locally and regionally. And, you know, it was really just, you know, no real paid strategy at that time, just kind of, you know, really just hand-to-hand combat, as I like to say. And, you know, I think over time we saw that there would be a value to, you know, really kind of selling in mass or selling in bulk, because, you know, ultimately that would help us, you know, reach more customers and really achieve kind of product market fit. So that's where we started going to trade shows. So we started going to trade shows and, you know, we started meeting with buyers and letting them touch the product before they purchase it, or, you know, really see the quality, kind of understand like the story and, you know, really visualize the product being in their stores. And, you know, that was a process where, you know, I think we went to something like 12 trade shows in like, you know, 10 or 11 months or something like that. Like we were really, you know, getting after it. And, you know, I think that was definitely a really fun and kind of, you know, traditional way to get the word out. But, you know, now as we see where, you know, kind of like our business needs are and like we can see how we can scale a little bit, you know, quicker, we see like the opportunity for the direct to consumer channel to really just own the relationship with the end customer and, you know, to be able to provide an experience to that customer and, you know, ultimately be able to, you know, have more impact.
I think the textile story obviously is a big seller and it's very interesting, you know, like it's fascinating finding out about the building of the bags themselves. But, you know, besides being sustainable, they also have to be stylish. I mean, people have to want to wear them as well as, you know, want to do and live more sustainably. So how do you come up with the designs for each line in the product? Have you always wanted to be a designer? Because they're really sleek. They're really unique looking. I mean, I have the Earth tote. in full transparency, I just reached out because I was a fan. How do you design and know what's going to look good and know what's going to work?
Oh, and we thank you for your purchase as well. I think it really started with the community. The very first bag we made, we really brought in a lot of like just potential customers, just people that thought recycling was cool or people that thought traveling was fun or people that maybe I had, you know, had touch points with, say, in my prior career as a retailer. And, you know, we really put a bunch of post-its on the wall. I mean, it was really like kind of a meetup type design process, like almost like a, you know, design thinking exercise. You know, we thought about like, what are all the great qualities of backpacks? What are all the great qualities of duffel bags? And at the end of this whole session, we didn't have really the money to make two separate prototypes. So we ended up making one prototype with the qualities of both of those products. So we ended up making our first bag. It's called the Earth Bag Premium. And it's essentially two bags in one. It's a backpack and a duffel bag. It can convert easily as a carry-on bag. So you can carry it on the plane, you tuck it under the seat in front of you or an overhead bin. And, you know, it's really just like this kind of rugged, but, you know, as you said, kind of modular, sleek bag that we came up with. And that was the first bag. Once we kind of made it past that first bag, we really had, I'd say, like a lot of interest on what would come next from like customers that had bought the first bag. So, you know, we knew like maybe having, you know, more like, let's say a bag under $100, whatever that might look like, you know, we knew that that was like a sweet spot. Then it came down to, okay, well, how about like something that's just cool and fun and different? And we came up with something called the Earth Bag Slim. And that's like a backpack that is very compact, very slim, very stylish, very like not take up a lot of space, has no compartment for your keys, phone, wallet, your essentials. And, you know, when it came down to, you know, I'd say like the, say, fourth, fifth, sixth products, you know, we lucked up and, you know, we found a contract designer, technical designer to help us really spec out our product and, you know, create the patterns and have great workmanship comments to hand over to the factories and, you know, to guide us a bit with, you know, kind of like, you know, maybe our wild aesthetic idea or, you know, maybe an idea that might be, you know, cool, but maybe not functional, or maybe it was functional, but, you know, not cool. So, you know, it became a team effort. So yeah, we lucked up and found a really, you know, experienced handbag technical designer. And then, you know, the rest really kind of, you know, fell into place. So right now we're sitting at about just about a dozen styles. We have, you know, five options of each in terms of like, you know, if we were to do the construction canvas, or if we do the construction in pineapple leaf fiber, or if we do the construction in like museum banners. And so we've done our best to try to, you know, put everything that we can online, but then sometimes we're not able to necessarily get it online yet because maybe a customer might see it and then purchase it. But, you know, we're working on kind of, you know, normalizing that process of, you know, design, prototype, you know, deliver, and then ultimately like list it online or, you know, have it distributed to our retail partners.
I love what you said when you were talking about kind of the design think tank and how it was just kind of the surrounding community that was helping you guys out. What are some other ways that you are involved either in the local community or, you know, different social initiatives? I mean, being an entrepreneur with a social spirit is, you know, unique.
Yeah, totally. I think what we've done a lot of lately has been, you know, definitely working with local businesses that have waste and helping them kind of see the potential for recycling that. And that can come in a variety of ways. One way we do it is we actually bring their vinyl to our spaces. And, you know, as I said before, whether it's a project that would maybe go back into their hands or not, you know, we're still like taking that vinyl and kind of showcasing it and presenting it in a certain way that at least will inspire like the thought of recycling or like the thought of being a little bit more mindful about it. And, you know, I'd say like just kind of being more like transparent around like the brand and just like our overall process. I mean, we try to show, you know, every side of, you know, what we do. You know, we try not to just give you the finished product. We try to give you, you know, from the time it starts to the time it finishes. And that can be, you know, us bringing in, you know, kind of students and letting them, you know, kind of observe, or, you know, just giving them a tour of what we're doing. Or, you know, it could be giving talks at local colleges and universities. I mean, anything within, like, I'd say a 30-minute to probably 3-hour drive. I mean, in terms of, like, you know, colleges and high schools and schools, like, I've probably given some form of presentation there, or some form of talk, or some form of guest lecture. And, you know, I think, you know, we just try to do the best that we can when it comes to that. You know, I think it's important because, you know, definitely hiring locally is, you know, that's a big thing. So we were awarded, you know, a federal grant, and that basically gave us, you know, kind of the mandate to create income opportunities, like, locally in our area. So, like, low to moderate income opportunities in our area. And, you know, we successfully did that. So, you know, I guess those would be some of the things that we do locally or at the community level.
So you've given a lot of talks and speeches, and, you know, you've been on podcasts before, but I don't know if you've ever played this game before. I want to get to know you a little bit better. It's a big fan favorite. It kind of helps to humanize our guest a bit. I mean, you're coming in, you're representing yourself, you're representing the brand. And I just kind of want to know a little bit more about you. So I'm going to rattle off 10 quick rapid fire questions, and you just say the first thing that comes to your mind. Cool?
Cool.
All right. Number one, what is the first thing you do when you get up in the morning?
Check on my son.
What is one piece of advice you'd give to a budding entrepreneur?
Work on your sales.
What has been a true standout moment for you of this whole journey thus far?
How much I love people.
What is one movie you could watch over and over again and not get sick of it?
I'm not a huge movie fan, but for some reason, I have always loved Men in Black.
Who was the last person that you texted?
That's a great question, I can tell you. Let me pull out my text messages. Let's see. An opportunity to mentor an aspiring entrepreneur. Someone just asked, like, can they introduce me to an aspiring entrepreneur?
What do you think has been your best ever Halloween costume?
I mean, that's another thing I'm probably lacking in is, like, movies and Halloween. But I think probably one year I did I've always been a big sports fan, so I love basketball. And I think I did a Harlem Globetrotter thing or something. And I think I might have pulled that off pretty well.
What are you reading right now?
What am I reading right now? I am reading, there's a couple branding books that I've come across my, and I'm listening to them, but let me see, I can tell you what have I been listening to. It's, I don't know the title off the top of my head, but I'm just seeing. Well, I guess the last thing that I was reading was something called Venture Deals. That was the last thing I was listening to. It's a book. It's an older book. I've read it a few times or listened to it a few times, but when I'm on a plane, I go into my audiobooks because that's what I can kind of listen to. So that was something that I had in my library.
That kind of goes into my next question, I guess. How do you relax? What was one of your favorite vacations?
Oh, sorry about that too. And then the other one is Positioning. That was the one I was listening to, Brand Positioning. And then, sorry, can you say that last question one more time?
Yeah, I was just saying it was a easy transition talking about an airplane. How do you relax? Like, what are some of your favorite places to vacation?
Got it. Well, I am really in the thick of, like, operating now. I don't work, like, another job. I guess it's my gig. So I'm really, like, full time, like, all day, every day, pretty much consumed. One thing I have really started to, I'd say, like, become more, like, it's relaxing, is just, like, actually doing the talks and doing, like, kind of the personal brand stuff, like, kind of just, you know, starting to really elevate my profile, like, as a, like, a personal brand. So that's probably not, like, the most, like, fun vacation thing. But, you know, it is kind of, you know, something that I guess that's fun to me.
What is one fashion trend that's popular that you just wish was not?
Well, I, you know, funny enough, I look at all the trends, like, because I'm looking at them all day. I'm not like, you know, I don't get emotionally attached to them, but I know a lot of people are, you know, talking about these, you know, the sneakers, the chunky sneakers and stuff like that. Everyone has something to say about them, but I don't have anything to say about the trends. I just kind of, you know, I see it come and then I see it go, and, you know, I watch what we're doing and, you know, try to just keep, you know, keep a hold of it the best that we can.
And lastly, what does success mean to you?
Success is doing what you want to do when you want to do it all the time, to me.
I love that. So where can people learn more about you, about the collection? Where can they find the bags?
You can find us at hamiltonperkins.com. We would love to have you try out our bags. If you're in the Virginia area for any reason, you're more than welcome to come to our pop-up store. We are in the MacArthur Center on the second floor across from Sephora, and we will be here until July 31st.
Awesome. Hamilton, thank you so much for coming on this morning and telling your story, having, you know, like we were talking about earlier, a platform for millennial consumers to really do good with their dollars and support a mission-driven business is my passion. So you've made all my dreams come true today.
Thank you, Amy, for the opportunity, and appreciate this, and maybe hope to get you on our podcast. Maybe come on our podcast at some point in the future.
Oh, please. I'm such a fangirl. I would love that.